Hey everyone, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Today's episode goes kind of in line with everything else that we've done this year in that every episode that we drop packs a pretty big punch. This one is absolutely no exception because we have somebody who I've been interviewing since I don't know when, maybe since the start of my career, which started back in 2010 here at the Team Roping Journal and formerly Spin to Win. And that is somebody named Sterling English. I think he was a little pipsqueak roping the dummy back when I first met him, but now he is not just a team roper. He is an actor on a Paramount Plus show called The Dutton Ranch. You might have heard of it. Now, he plays a character named Austin Lewis in the newest Yellowstone spinoff, which dropped its first two episodes the day we recorded, which was Friday, May 15th. So they're up now if you want to go watch them on Paramount Plus. Sterling has won the U.S. finals. He won it with his dad. It was super famous. Big moment, viral moment in the early days of Facebook. He has won the Patriot. He won the U.S. finals again last year. He's won the Riata. He's won big checks at the Ariat World Series of Team Roping finale. And, you know, he booked his biggest acting job right before the Riata last year, where he had a huge, huge week, won $172,000, I believe, with one of his partners, and then more with Miles Baker. So he's got a really cool story that I think you are going to enjoy, especially because I'm pretty sure everybody here, at least most of y'all, watch Yellowstone and now the Dutton Ranch. So Sterling spent 6 months on the set with Cole Hauser, with Kelly Riley, Annette Bening, and Juan Pablo Raba, and he has some stories to tell. So we talk about his audition, we talk about cowboy camp, how he assimilated into the culture of Hollywood, the lucky boots that he made so famous on our TikTok and Instagram, and his engagement, which is a new development since the premiere of The Dutton Ranch. So here is Sterling. Today's episode is brought to you by the Dead Horse Ranch. The Dead Horse Ranch is an elite equine facility located outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. The property sprawls over 6,100 acres and includes multiple houses, over 100 horse stalls, an indoor arena, and multiple outdoor riding areas. This unique ranch is turnkey and offers usability as well as upscale luxury. The Dead Horse Ranch is proudly offered for sale by Michael Gregory Jr. Real Estate. To see more, visit thedeadhorseranch.com. Sterling, are you going to keep, is Sterling English your like celebrity name? Is that the name that?
For sure. Yeah. It's everywhere I go, they already say that that's like a movie star name. And I'm like, well, I never really saw it that way, but I mean, thank you. So yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So rewind, you are, for anybody that's listening and doesn't know that you are, why we're talking to you right now, because I'm sure we've talked to you after you've won ropings before, but now yeah, we're talking to you as in a whole different role. So what is your newest venture?
So we're on the Dutton Ranch. It's the new Yellowstone spinoff. I play Austin Lewis. It's coming out today as we are speaking right now. I think the first two episodes dropped on Paramount Plus. It's May 15th, and they'll drop an episode a week for the next 7 weeks.
And what is your role? Are you allowed to
say
your character
a whole
name?
I can't say a whole lot. I'm a cowboy. I get to play cowboy. So you guys are just gonna have to watch and kind of find out.
Okay. You grew up with your dad working for the USTRC and roping, of course, all the time. Mm-hmm. How did you like take us way back? So when did you start roping, and then how did you get from being a child prodigy team roper to Hollywood? You're not necessarily Hollywood, I guess. I guess you've been filming in Texas, but give me the trajectory.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've been roping for as long as I can remember. Both sides of my family roped. My dad had me on horses when I was in diapers, and it just kind of started from there. My dad hauled me to every little kid rodeo he could, every amateur rodeo he could, everywhere we could make it, we made it. He's been the best. My parents are so amazing. They've supported me in everything that I've done, and just never, if there was something that I wanted to do, they'd never bat an eye at it. They're just full sends. And me and my dad had a little luck when we were younger, won the US finals when I believe I was 12. It was in 2015. We've won quite a bit of stuff over the years, me and him. We've roped a lot. And then recently, the last couple of years, I went to Heading. Had a little luck last year. We did pretty good. And as far as the movie stuff, I just kind of, when I was growing up, all I wanted to do was be a professional team roper and be NFR cowboy and make the finals and win the world and everything. And there was a stunt guy kind of came by the house and tried a horse of ours and showed me some of the stuff that he did and everything. And I was like, that's a pretty cool job. Like that'd be fun to do for a living. And my dad knew a couple stunt guys, stunt coordinators, Chris Howell, and my dad ran a ranch for Kiefer Sutherland for a couple of years, and he worked on the cowboy way and stuff. So he had a few connections and started making some phone calls and got me on one of those stunt coordinators took a chance on me and got me on a show and got me into SAG. And I started doing some stunts for a few years, kind of moved to California for a little bit. Chad Dashnall kind of took me in and let me come crash at his place for a while and let me work on a show with him. And then COVID hit and I came home and I started getting kind of some self-tapes and stuff. I got a manager and a couple agents, and it just kind of snowballed and got some auditions over all that time and got on a few shows here and there. They were littler shows, but we got on a couple episodes here and stuff. And then this deal came along and my manager sent me over the tape and we auditioned, and a couple days later they sent me a call back and I booked it and we were out there, and it was the craziest ride of my life. It was the coolest experience. I mean, Cole and Kelly and Christina Varos is one of the most amazing people that I've ever met, and her husband, she directs the first two episodes and the last two episodes, and she is the creator of photography. Creative director of photography, and she's just amazing. Her and Jason Owens does all the, he's the head wrangler on there, and they made it so fun to work there. And the whole cast, the whole crew, Mark Menchaca, James Eddy, JR Hart, Natalie Finn, Cole and Kelly, they're amazing. Annette Bening was insane to work with because she's so talented, and everybody's so talented on the show. It's, I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but it makes your job so much easier. Because in the team roping world, I mean, I've been there, I've done that. In the acting world, I'm starting to get my feet wet in a lot of things, in a lot of ways. And they're just, Juan Pablo Raba, he's so cool. He's been amazing. Like those guys, they just, when you're around that talent and that level of acting, I mean, it makes your job that much easier, and they're just there to kind of help you out along the way. And it was really great. It was really great.
How long did you have to film? Like, how long were you gone? Or were you kind of back and forth from the house?
I came back and forth a little bit. So when I went out there, originally it was only for supposed to be for 2 weeks. I ended up staying for like 3 months. And then I think I flew back for a couple weeks, went back out. They took a big break for Christmas. And then we went back out and finished it. So like from start to finish, I think from when I was first got there to when I went home, I think it was around 6 months.
I'm trying to remember, have you been roping? Were you roping while you were there? Like, I didn't remember if you were at the you won
So
at the
it was kind of
Riala,
crazy.
but
It was a crazy couple of months right there. So I booked the job and we had the Riata the next week. So I booked the job. We were in Hobbs, New Mexico, putting on a roping. And we were setting up an arena, and I got the phone call from my manager that I booked it. And I was so pumped. My little brother was there, my dad was there. We were all so pumped.
It's like way different than hanging
Strands.
banners. Like you're like, I'm never
Yeah,
gonna have to zip
for
tie another
sure.
banner to a
And
panel
I will
again.
for the rest of my life. I'm definitely gonna be zip tying banners for the rest of my life. I'm never gonna not do that. But it was pretty cool. And the next, so I got the job the next week. So they had a cowboy camp for all the actors. And I didn't get to go to that first cowboy camp because I was a cowboy. but we went out there and worked on it for a little bit. So then after I booked it, there was a week in between right there where I went to the Riata and we ended up just killing them at the Riata. I had the coolest week ever. And to be honest, I went to Socorro the week before and I could not catch a steer. I was up there actually working on the Dutton Ranch that week before. So this was all in the middle of everything. So I was working on the show. I flew back in. My flight got delayed. I got in like Saturday at like 11 o'clock, just made it for the 14 in Socorro. I drove from Albuquerque to Socorro. My dad had the horses saddled and everything, and I just got on and roped. And I missed, I think that day I missed six steers in a row out of like eight or something like that. And I literally wanted to quit. I wanted to cut my head ropes up. And I got back. It had rained that whole week right there, and we couldn't even practice. So I was fighting my head, and I couldn't get it, like, couldn't get anything figured out. And I got to rope at Brett Davis's house. And we went up there with Brett and kind of, and Brett and Aaron, and we roped with those guys, run a couple sets right there on the way to Guthrie, and kind of got the kinks worked out. And I went up there and placed with Miles Baker in the 14. I think we came back from like 30th call back and won six. Like, I think, I don't know. We placed pretty deep right there
You
from
won
way down
six
there.
for $17,400.
Yeah,
Yes,
that was crazy. I don't know how we did that. I mean, we barely made the short round and just blasted one, drew a good steer, and
Miles is a
Miles
dog like
healed the
that, though.
crap out of him. He is.
He's
He's
done
done that a
that,
couple years up
yes, a
there.
couple years in a row.
Yes, it was. He told me that. He told me that before the short round. He's like, "Hey man, like I came back and placed deep from way down here last year." He said, "We can come back right here." And I was like, "All right." And like I hung it on one. He healed him, and they just kept dropping. I mean, we were winning first until like I think 12th callback or something like that. It was wild. And then me and Trey came back and ended up winning the 12. And I mean, I won the bonus because I was riding a Riata, Lane Bilodeau and Britt Williams over there in Arizona. We bought Peso from them, and he was eligible for the 6 and under deal, so we ended up winning the bonus. I won something else in the 14. There was like another little bonus thing or something, and we did really good up there that week. And then, but it was just crazy to, I mean, one week you can't catch one, and then one week you can't miss, and everything just goes right.
I'm looking at your results from last year, though. You had a really good year as a team roper last year in the midst of
Yeah,
becoming an
it was
actor.
wild. We ended up winning. I think we won the Patriot. I won the U.S. Finals. I won the Riata, and it was kind of a year for, and I didn't get to go to Vegas. I wanted to go to Vegas and see if I could do it up there too. And I was working on the show over Vegas,
Got it. That's why I couldn't remember
but
if you were in Vegas
I
last year.
didn't. Yeah, but I didn't. I was so pumped to be on that show. It wasn't a thing at all. But yeah, that whole year was a pretty big roller coaster.
Yeah. Holy cow. So, okay, I have dumb questions. Did you get to bring your own stuff for any of it, or were you like in saddles that were unfamiliar? And like, did you?
They kind of do a little bit of both. And then I got to wear my own cowboy hat. I got to wear my boots. I got to wear my belt buckle. I
Wait,
wore
which
the
boots did you wear?
I think I ended up wearing a pair of just old. I took a few pairs when they went and did the. I didn't wear the Lucky Holey
You
ones.
did not
They
wear your
weren't. They
lucky
weren't a
boots.
fan of those.
I
No,
didn't think they would make the cut.
they were a little too beat up. I think I took them to the fitting, and they were like, "Yeah, those might be a little too beat up." But yeah, I did get to wear my boots and everything. And yeah, I got to wear Wrangler stuff, and Wrangler's been huge for me. I
Yes,
got
yeah,
to wear a
you're
bunch of
yeah.
Wrangler stuff, and anytime I did have a rope in my hand or anything like that, I got to use cactus ropes, and I wore my Resistol throughout the whole show, and it was a crazy ride. And then when we came, this is just a funny story. We went to I was planning on proposing to my girlfriend in a couple weeks, and we ended up getting to go to the premiere and everything. So I took her, and it was going to be in New York City. And so I had this whole plan that we were going to do it in Central Park, and I had it for 5 o'clock the first day we came in on Monday, and I had the photographer booked and everything like that. Well, she gets in It was Sunday night. She flew over the weekend to surprise her mom for Mother's Day, and her flights got delayed, and I was in Texas, and she flew back, and it was like 1 a.m. when she got back, and by the time we got to her house where she had to pack, it was like 2 o'clock. She lives like 50 minutes away. And our flight boarded at 5:45 the next morning to go to New York. And so I was just like, I mean, we had both agreed. We're just like, oh, we'll just pull an all-nighter. Like, it'll be all right. We're young. It'll be cool. And so we pack and everything. And we like laid down on the couch and was like, oh, we're just going to take a 10-minute nap. And that 10-minute nap turned into about an hour and a half.
Oh
And we
no.
woke up at 5:21 and the flight boarded at 5:45. And so I got in the truck and I was driving 100 miles an hour to get there. And we started looking at flights. And the next flight that got out of there only had one seat. The only other flight that got out of there that day got there at 8:30 that night, and I had everything booked for 5, and so it was going to screw the whole thing up. And so we pulled up to valet at, I think it was 5:51, and the flight had already boarded, and I ran through security. I had a cowboy hat on and boots and the whole shebang, and I was just telling everybody like, hey, I'm about to miss a flight. Can I get in front of you? Can I cut you? Can I do this? And so I went to the front and they let me. Everybody was super nice that morning for some reason. And I got through security. I ran as fast as I could to the gate. And the lady said, you had 60 seconds. We've already three called you. We were about to shut the doors. Like, if you didn't get on this plane right now, if you'd have been 60
Oh
seconds late,
my
you weren't gonna
gosh.
make it. And it was the wildest thing, but it all worked. And she said yes, so it was great. So
Is she from your hometown? Where did you meet her? And what's her
she's
name?
from Bosque Farms. Yeah, we kind of grew up together. I've known her since I was like 12 years old, and we were just always friends. My little brother played with her cousins on a baseball team for a long time, and we've just always been real good family friends with those guys. And it never really worked out until she moved out here, went to school at DBU, and she ended up living out here. And then we hadn't talked for a while. And then I got that job out here in Fort Worth and Weatherford. And yeah, it just kind of worked out, and now we're here. So it was a wild deal, but
Nice. Congratulations.
thank you.
Now, I have to rewind you for a second though, because going back further to what, so Barry Berg, we like to make Barry Berg happy around here. We like to make all of the
Yes, for
rope makers
sure.
happy, and like all of the rope makers are our favorite humans. And which cactus rope? Were you using a ranch rope? Did you have a Future? Did you have a Cool Cat? What
I use
rope?
the Thrillas everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere I go, I use the Thrillas. And like I said, I can't say too much about the show, but I mean, it's a cowboy show. People are going to know that. And of course, there's ropes and stuff in there. But yeah, I always use the thrill of those pink ones, and sometimes I get made fun of for it, but I'm tough enough to use pink. So,
That's good. That's
and
good.
they feel better than I think they're the best head rope they make. I love those things. They're the perfect weight. They're so snappy, and they have done me very well in the last year. So that's all I've used all year. So.
Good, good. Absolutely. No, I'm glad we got that one out of the way. That's the important team roper question. Do you feel, does any part of you, I mean, this is a dream come true, but does any part of you wish you were going, like trying to make the NFR? Do you wish you had done your rookie year and tried to be rookie of the year? Like,
Absolutely not.
no.
Not really. I like to go jackpot. I like to go to the big ones. I don't think a lot of people realize how hard that lifestyle is. And I mean, I've never done it. I've never tried to be out there on the road all year, but I've got a lot of friends that have and that have made the finals, and my dad rodeoed, and I just know a lot of people that have done it. And I don't think the outside world really understands the type of commitment, and just that has to be your whole life. And I mean, you're trying to beat the baddest 100 guys every weekend of every year. And it's got to be tough. I mean, I know it is, because it's a grind. And there's a part of me that wants to try to make the finals one time before, I don't know, before I'm 30 or so. But I love what I'm doing, and this is what I want to do. And I would just love to keep keep going on the road that I'm going. I'd still like to go to the big jackpots, and if I can, and if not, it's not a big deal to me. I love Team Open, and I love that way of life. I just, when I was younger, I always did want to make the finals, and then I just kind of, my mindset switched, and I wanted to do this, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel like when you were a kid, you were in that group of the young superstars that we talked about, and it would be, it's interesting. I remember as you were growing up, your dad would be like, "No, he's been talking to Kiefer. He's interested in this and that." And I don't know. I didn't know that that would last. Everybody just usually, rodeo sucks you back in usually. So
Oh, it does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And I don't know. It's just, this is such a cool job and a cool way to live. And if I can make it work, it's just such a blessing. And I've got a good team behind me, and everything's kind of been rolling, and I really love what I'm doing right now.
All right, we're going to take a break from the episode to again tell you about our episode sponsor, because today's episode is brought to you by the Dead Horse Ranch. The Dead Horse Ranch is an elite equine facility located outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. The property sprawls over 6,100 acres and includes multiple houses, over 100 horse stalls, an indoor arena, and multiple outdoor riding areas. This unique ranch is turnkey and offers usability as well as upscale luxury. The Dead Horse Ranch is proudly offered for sale by Michael Gregory Jr. Real Estate. And to see more, guys, you've got to see more, because holy cow, it's unbelievable. Visit thedeadhorseranch.com. That's THEDEADHORSERANCH.com. What is next? Can we say? Can you say what's next?
Not really yet. I don't know. We can have another conversation here before long, though.
Okay.
This is just, I'm still just trying to take in everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks. I mean, the engagement was crazy. The premiere was wild. I mean, they walk in and pick you up, and you get out and take a million pictures and a bunch of interviews, and they're
Did like the
wanting
people
autographs
interviewing
and stuff
you
like that.
did the people interviewing you know who you were yet? Like you're on the brink of being really famous, Sterling, but you the show hadn't dropped yet, so they don't know who you are. I mean, are
Well,
they
they have like a cast list
got
when you get there. So it's like Sterling English plays Austin Lewis, and then they
it?
have like everybody's cast, and everybody is cast who is cast. And so then they walk in, they have somebody behind you with like your name and the person you play on screen. And so then you
Okay.
walk through and kind of do all the interviews, and then we got to the end, and I mean, me and Jaden kept looking at each other. Jaden's my fiance. We kept looking at each other like, how is this real? Like, this is just crazy. It's crazy that we got here. And but then you go through, and I mean, at the end, there's a bunch of fans of the show, and they want autographs from everybody on the cast. And I'm sure they didn't want mine, but they were asking for it anyway, so it made me feel good. But yeah, so it was really, really exciting and really fun, and it was a pinch me moment for sure.
It's like signing, if you're at an autograph signing at the NFR and you're like first time NFR qualifier sitting next to Junior, and like they don't
Exactly.
know your name for sure,
Exactly.
but you're in line
You
next to
got to act
Junior.
like
So
you've been there before. You got to act like you've been there before, even though you haven't.
that's funny. I did appreciate the one video that I saw you shared on your Instagram story was a girl asking you like about your boots. And I was again let down that you didn't have, I thought like, okay, this is the biggest moment of your life. You're gonna wear your lucky boots, but I understand why you didn't. But like I thought it
That
was
was the
funny.
funniest thing, because there was actually a couple of my I made some of the best I mean my best friends on this show. They're gonna be family, and they are family. And there's one guy named James Eddie, and he was texting me the whole time, and he saw the video on my Instagram over the time that we were filming and stuff, and he was like, dude, you have to wear those boots. It would be so funny. You have to do it. And I'm like, I just don't know if I can. Like, I don't know if I can do it. And but yeah, that was a running joke for a while.
I would like to hope that you get more famous than the kid with the boots with the holes in them at the finale, but
Yeah,
I don't know that you'll ever get more views than that. Like that was a
that
home
was
run.
insane. I mean, that That video went out, and then everybody was talking about it. And then the next week, everybody was like, "Are those the boots? Are those the boots?" I'm like, "Yeah, they're the boots." Yeah.
Some, but like when you become real, for real famous, they're going to like go back through your Instagram, and like I'm just like, I can't wait to see like TMZ playing these clips of what your life was like before you became famous.
So funny, and then people were like DMing me, like wanting to buy them. They thought they had some magical powers or something. And truthfully, I think they did, because that was another time where I could not win. I couldn't win anything, and I put those back on, and I mean, we came back and we won the consolation right there. And got out of the hole, and it was, yeah,
it's a good
I don't
placebo.
Even know.
Yep, it was
for sure, for sure.
That's funny. Well, do you want? I mean, you can't tell me what's next for sure, but like, what do you want next in your career? Like, what are your goals?
I just want to keep moving with this acting thing. I mean, if we're lucky enough and blessed enough to, if they pick this show back up and we get to come back right here and kind of be with all these guys, because they're, truthfully, it's been the best cast and crew I've ever worked with. They're so amazing, and it was the most fun I've ever had, I think, in my life. And I mean, I'd love to do movies or other TV shows or kind of whatever comes along, to be honest. I'm just trying to keep on this road and keep going. So
what you've done acting classes, you've done stunt work. Like, what sort of work does the, when you're not filming and you're not, what does your day-to-day look like as far as the workload goes? Like, are you,
I mean, we're not
roping.
Yeah, like, yeah. I always try to, like, at least, I watch a lot of movies because I feel like you can kind of study other people that do it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like watching team roping. When you want to be the best, I mean, you're going to watch Junior, you're going to watch Jade, you're going to watch Cleo. Like, that was all I did when I was younger. Just watch those guys and try to figure it out. And that kind of helps me a lot, is just to watch other really talented people, and to be around it has helped more than anything. I mean, you get to be around it and you watch these guys and do what they're doing. And I mean, I think people from the outside don't really think that, like, oh, acting, you're just saying words and like, it's just this and it's that. And there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, there's just a lot that you have to think about, and you have to kind of put that character in. You have to kind of get into that headspace, and I try to just make it as much of me as I can and try to play it as home as I can and be as authentic as I can. And that's kind of what I do. But when I got into the stunt world, I started hanging out with Clint Roberts a lot, and he had an MMA gym up there. And I started, cause they, you had to learn how to like throw movie punches and learn how to fight and stuff. So I went and did that for a long time when I was younger, and kind of did that. And I really liked jiu-jitsu, and I went to one of those gyms for a long time, and it was really fun. I kind of laid off of that a little bit when we started filming, because I was getting black eyes and, you know what I mean, stuff mm-hmm. like that. And you can't really be having that when you're on something like that, and they got to put makeup on you or whatever to make it look like you don't. But yeah, I mean, I've still been roping a little bit. I've been trying to get my golf game a little bit better for sure. That's been something that I've been trying to do lately. But yeah, I as many acting classes and as much as I can do, and auditioning and everything like that, and it's been fun. So,
well, great. When is the wedding?
It's gonna be pretty soon, I think. I think we're gonna do it this year, because I think once we get into the end of the year, we're going to be roping. I'd like to go to the World Series finale if I can, and like the Riata again. Mm-hmm. And that's all going to get in the way of everything. And then I don't know what's going to happen next year with everything. And I just don't want it to be a year or 2 years or something and not be able to get married. So I think we're going to do it here pretty quick, and just have kind of family there, and nothing crazy huge. So.
Well, are you nervous to hear what people think of the show when it comes on?
It's been kind of, I mean, apparently we were looking last night. So I think some of those guys, like the New York Times and some of those critics, get to see the show early. Mm-hmm. And the reviews are starting to come out, and it's supposedly the highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes that Taylor's ever dropped. And I mean, hopefully it just stays up there and it goes number one. I'm curious to see how much people like it, and We did get to watch the first episode on at the premiere, and it was really good. So I'm really excited for people to watch it. And it's just, they made the show, they tried so hard to keep it so authentic. And like everybody on the show, all the actors that couldn't ride to begin with, they came out for that cowboy camp. They had another cowboy camp, and then every day that they weren't working, I mean, 5 a.m. they were out there with these Wranglers riding and just going and riding around the pasture and riding in the arena and roping. And like they tried so hard to get as good as they possibly could so it looked good on screen. And I think they did an amazing job. It was, everybody just came together to make this, and it was really great. Christina Varos, she's, like I said, I've talked about her, but she's so good at what she does. She's going to be one of the biggest, she already is one of the biggest directors in the world, but she's going to stay on top for a long time because she just is that good at what she does.
That's awesome. Did you ever lend a hand, or like did you just keep your mouth shut and let the like stunt directors or the people who were in charge of cowboy camp be cowboy, like be the instructor? Or did you ever like say like, hey, put your tip down? Or I don't know, what did you ever?
Yeah, I mean, those guys were so great, and like Jason Owens and all those guys, they were amazing. And Mark, there was a bunch of them guys that I'm gonna leave a few people out for sure, because there were so many people there. And but they were great. They were really good at helping those guys. They had some great horses for them. Of course, like when people would ask, like when I first showed up, it was kind of a deal where you don't really know anybody there, and you're just kind of like trying to feel everything out, you know what I mean? And you don't know, it's just meeting everybody, and then they kind of figure out who you are, and then we kind of figure out who they are and everything. And of course, when somebody would ask, I would definitely try to help as much as I can, but I tried to let them do their job, and they did a great job, and I was just kind of there along for the ride. But yeah, it was really great, and it was just fun to hang out with those guys and be horseback with them guys and rope the dummy, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, did you bring a dummy on set to just like piddle around
They
with?
had one there. They had one there all the time. So yeah, in between takes, we were roping the dummy and hanging out, and like it was really fun.
Were there games of pig played, like, or did nobody challenge you to a game of pig?
No, they definitely didn't play any pig. Nobody in the roping world really will either. But yeah, we roped the dummy. I definitely did show them some tricks and stuff like that because they wanted to see some stuff. But no, nobody wanted to ante up and play. But
Nobody in the roping world will
that's
play.
kind
I
of
feel
fair.
like that's a challenge, that nobody in the roping world will play pig with you. Like, I
I
feel
really
like.
haven't played. I mean, there's a couple guys that I get to play with a lot, like Ryder Kisner. Me and him play every time we see each other, just because we've been friends for a long time, and it's really fun to play with him because he's really, really good. But man, I really haven't played a legit game of pig since I was probably, I don't know, 17. I mean, it got to the point where, I don't know, I got
It's like
pretty good. And
taking candy from a baby. You couldn't.
yeah, I guess. I don't know. That was all I did though for a long time. I
I
had a rope in
know.
my hand since I was a little bitty kid until I was probably 18 years old. And I mean, I went to school at the World Series of Team Roping office. I did all my school up there, and I'd go out there and get my school done in the morning, and I would rope the dummy for 8 hours. And that's kind of all I did for a long time right there. And then we get home, we rope goats and we team rope, and I mean that was my life for a long time.
Well, I'm going to orchestrate a game of pig between like you and Jake Barnes and Trevor at the finale this year, because I feel like it needs to happen, and see who's better. Because Jake is pretty dang good at pig too.
He is good. Yeah, he is good. There's a lot of guys that are good out there. And I'm probably washed up now. I don't even know. I haven't played pig in so long, but yeah. I think I could still hang with him for sure.
Well, did I how'd I do with my first really famous person interview? Did I do okay?
That was great. Yeah, I wouldn't say really famous yet, but yeah, we're climbing, so we'll see what happens. But
Can't wait. I hope you still answer my phone calls when you are really famous, Sterling.
I for sure will. If I ever switch up, I've got a lot of people in line to to give me a pretty good lick. So yeah, that's not gonna happen, I promise.
Well, congratulations on everything and congratulations on the engagement. And I have Paramount Plus. I will watch Dutton Ranch. I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's on. I think they dropped the first two episodes. They had a countdown last night. I think it was like 2 a.m. last night. They dropped the first two episodes on Paramount Plus.
My background noise while I'm working on the Team Roping Journal, if anybody ever wants to know, is Dateline. So I will pause my Dateline and go watch some Dutton Ranch. So
for sure. For sure. Awesome.
Well, thank you, Sterling. I appreciate you so much and I'm happy for you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Score. The Dutton Ranch streams on Paramount Plus with new episodes every week for the next 7 weeks. Follow Sterling on Instagram and watch the Team Roping Journal for behind-the-scenes follow-up once the season wraps. And stay tuned for the July issue of the Team Roping Journal, where we will have a full feature with Sterling and his role on Dutton Ranch and his role in the team roping industry. Thanks for listening.